This is the Businesses in Our Backyard podcast, presented by Radio Alabama, the local business podcast featuring owners and managers, along with their incredible teams and tactics that make business successful.
Welcome to Businesses in Our Backyard, the local podcast for East Central Alabama. You know, I'm your host, David McCurley, and of course, you know, local businesses are the lifeblood of our communities. They interact how we work, and we get opportunities out of that. And today, I not only have a very good business in here, but I also call him a very good friend, and that is Mike Richardson of Richardson Accounting and Taxing. How are you doing today?
Well, a little tired, but you know, the season, just the season, so to speak.
You know, this is the season for you. I tell you what, you probably have a lot to do this time of year. First of all, tell us a little bit about Mike Richardson. I know from being, you know, friends with you and going to school, you went to school at Sylacauga High School, of course, grew up here. Tell us a little about your career and getting into accounting.
Well, you know, a lot of people ask me that, and they say, how did you choose accounting as your career? And I said, well, I'm not so sure that I chose it as it chose me. My father was an accountant, mm-hmm. and growing up, back when spring break was AEA week, we didn't go anywhere because it was in the middle of tax season still. And so when I was 12 years old, my dad said, you're going to work with me. And so I started working with him, did my first tax return when I was 12 years old.
Wow.
And, you know, from that point, after I graduated from Sylacauga High School, I enrolled at the University of North Alabama. I wanted to be an attorney. Dad was diabetic, and he got sick, and I came home, transferred to Jacksonville, changed to accounting, and the rest is history.
Yeah.
Spent most of my life trying to run away from it, but it just seems to keep finding me.
Well, you've been very successful at it, and on a personal note, you've done my taxes. Gosh,
it's been years.
A long time, I can tell you that. And I trust you. That's the thing about it with taxes and tax returns and all the laws. People have to trust you. And I can honestly say to our people who are listening, Mike is somebody you can trust, and you're very good at your craft.
Well, thank you. I know growing up with my father in the business, he always told me, he said, you know how you will go out that extra mile to find a way to save yourself a dollar? He said, if you'll do that for your clients, you'll never have a problem.
That's right. You'll never lose them. And, of course, you know, being in the tax and accounting business, you don't just do taxes for individuals. You have a lot of businesses that you actually do their accounting for.
Yeah, we, you know, from setup, initial setup, to picking them up, you know, midway or as they grow. We try to tailor our services to from the smallest client to the largest client, whether it be payrolls, daily, you know, accounting for them, weekly, monthly, ever how they need it or want it is what we'll do.
Absolutely. And, of course, what is one thing, and I'm going to ask, is it has to be, I would think it would have to be involved with the government and tax laws. What is the one most challenging aspect of your job? Would it be staying up to date on those laws and knowing what you're doing?
Well, yes, in a way, because, you know, as part of our certifications and our licenses, we have continuing education requirements annually. So we have to have so many hours of continuing education in the new tax laws and what have you. But we try to keep up with it in addition to that. I think the hardest part would be when a law changes, not everybody's aware of it. So we, through our social media, Facebook page, and through other avenues, we try to keep our clients and others abreast of what's changing and what could be changing.
And of course, I'm gonna ask you this: when let's say a family or someone, a young person who's never had to have taxes done before, and all of a sudden they're working and they get that W-2, what is something that the public may not know about your business that would help them understand as far as bringing you things or being prepared when they come to see you?
Right. You can't have enough documentation. If you're not sure whether you should bring it or not, bring it with you. I always tell you, I'd rather have it and not need it than need it and not have it. You know, counseling younger people, especially when they first start working and first start trying to manage their money, is, you know, the W-4, how they file their W-4 on their withholding allowances, planning that for either refunds or break even or what have you. So We spend a lot of time trying to do that for all of our clients.
And I got to ask you this. You talked about doing your first tax return when you was 12 years old. I can't imagine that. But I'm going to, how long have you been in business for yourself?
Off and on. Even when I was, you know, I spent 13, 14 years coaching high school football and softball.
Right.
But even during that time, I had tax clients that I would work and do, you know, do their tax returns on the side. So pretty much since, I guess, mid-90s. Probably.
Wow. So basically 30 years almost.
At least, yeah.
And of course, and I honestly think you've been doing my taxes that long. Of course, you get a lot of clients from people who know you because you grew up here in Sylacauga. Went to Sylacauga High School.
Did. Went to Sylacauga High School, graduated in 1982. And then when my kids were growing up, I had involved with, of course, Little League and on and through, you know, various sports and then coaching and also. A lot of people know me, not a lot of people like me, but a lot of people know me.
Oh, I don't know anybody that don't like Mike Richardson, I'll tell you that. But I will say it's been a very good thing for you to open a business or actually do business with people in Sylacauga. A lot of people are people you know and people that trust you.
Yeah, and we went, you know, there's a lot of people we know from different, you know, aspects of our lives in prior years. And as they, whether they want to make the, you know, the change into a, you know, being self-employed, or if they want to plan for their kids, you know, as they grow older, then we try to help them in every aspect of that.
Absolutely. And of course, you've got people that work with you as well.
I do.
Tell us about them.
My stepdaughter Madison, who was going to come today, but she's a little under the weather, plus I need somebody at the office, but she's graduated UAB in accounting, preparing for her CPA exam after tax season, hopefully. And you know, she's right now, she's a big part of our firm as I get older, especially when it comes to like Excel. I don't have a clue. A lot of the technology stuff, I just pawn it off to her. But she's not only a big part of the business now, but she's actually the future of it.
Well, you mentioned that CPA exam that she will be taking. You know, a lot of people have to take insurance exams and like I said, continuing education. How hard of an exam is that? It's somebody that wants to get into that line of business.
It's a pretty difficult exam. There are four parts, and the way they designed it is that once you pass the first part, you've only got a certain amount of time to pass the other three, or you lose what you've already passed, and you have to start back over.
So, wow.
So it's pretty extensive exam.
We are talking with Mike Richardson of Richardson Accounting and Tax Service. We'll come back with him and have another opportunity to talk with him in the second half of Businesses in Our Backyard. We'll be right back on this podcast.
The new Listen Live experience is online at RadioAlabama.net. Choose from any of Radio Alabama's 11 radio stations and simply click the play button. Take your favorite Radio Alabama station with you anytime, online at RadioAlabama.net.
This is the Businesses in Our Backyard podcast. Now back to the conversation.
It is Businesses in Our Backyard. I'm your host, Dave McCurley, talking with Mike Richardson of Richardson Accounting and Tax Service. And of course, you know, one thing I've always said for so many years, there's two things I really sometimes absolutely hate doing. One is going to the dentist, and two is coming in to get my taxes done, because, you know, you never know if you've had the right amount taken out. What are some of the things that you can suggest to make people feel a little more at ease about coming into your office if they think they're going to have to pay the government or whatever? What are some things people can do to help their situation?
Well, one of the things we tell, especially current clients, we tell them, if there are going to be any changes during the course of the year, change jobs or get a promotion or whatever it is, call us. It doesn't cost you a dime. We don't charge anything to say, what do I need to do here? What do I need to do there? Because I would rather you do that and at the end of the year not have those surprises.
Right. And, of course, you know, people like going and doing businesses with people, like I said, that they trust, but also people that are very swift with things. And, of course, I know from years past of doing my taxes with you that it's a very, very quick turnaround. It's done professionally. And, of course, you can get people in and out in a short period of time. But also, if they are expecting a tax return, there's many ways they can do it.
Yeah, we, one of the things that we do is when we set appointments, I try to set it long, not long enough time to go through everything that we need to do. And then once we go through, it's almost done, but I always make them leave the information with me because the, everything that I do during the day before I leave that evening, I go back over and double check it, make sure I haven't made any errors or run across something that I happen to think that might help them out.
Right.
And then, so from there, you know, the key is the quickest way to get your refund is through direct deposit. If you've got a refund coming, have them direct deposit it to your bank account. But, you know, you can have it put in your bank account. You can have them mail you a check. There's a lot of different ways. They can send it to PayPal or Cash App now. So
yeah, and of course, talking about what you did, you know, what you said about having people come in and see you, and then of course you go over everything again. I know this time of year and before tax day that there's been times where you've been in your office. You maybe get there 7:30, 8 o'clock in the morning, or whatever time, and you're there until it's time to go to bed.
Yeah, a lot of times as I get older, I'm less likely to stay till 8, 9, 10 o'clock, but I'm more likely to come in at 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning.
Right.
Because if I can get a little bit of sleep, I can come up in the morning fresh. So I'd rather come in early with my, you know, with my mind more sharp, I guess, if that's possible at my age. But
yeah, well, hey, I'm right there with you.
But I would rather do that. So there's a lot of times you may come by there at 4 or 5 in the morning. And Saturdays and Sundays. Now, Sundays, I try to lock the doors and not, you know, meet with clients because that's my work day.
Right. So it's basically 7 days a week right now. For businesses that would love for you to do their accounting and their payroll and things like that, what kind of advice would you give to them or just basically come and talk to you to try to set things up? What about somebody that's going into business new that needs to come talk to you?
Well, we do a lot. You know, we've set up a lot of new companies, whether it be LLC, partnership corporations, or sole proprietors. And, you know, part of our setup process, and I tell them part of the fee that's included is letting us set their books up. Because most people want to try to keep as much of the books as they can themselves to save money. I get that. But I tell them, let me set it up, because if we can set it up correctly, if there's an issue down the line, it's an easier fix. If it's set up wrong to begin with and there's an issue down the line, then we've got multiple issues we've got to try to resolve.
Absolutely. And, of course, being in business here, tell everybody where you're located. Give us your phone number, any kind of website that might help.
Well, our website, obviously, is richardsonaccountingandtax.com. It tells a little bit about the history and the things that we do. We're located at the corner of 2nd and Norton. Kind of catty corner across from Pete's Feed and Seed. I don't know anybody that don't know where Pete's Feed and Seed is. But, and my the office line is 256-369-1415. My cell number is 256-267-3706. A lot of times during tax season, I will forward my cell phone to the office line during the day so I can have someone answer.
Right. Well, and I'm going to ask you this too, because is there a time of day for someone who just wants to come in and talk to you, whether they're going to let you do their taxes or a business? Is there a better time of day for a company or a person to come in that's not during tax season? Let's say it's in November.
Morning, I think, is always better.
Okay.
For some reason, the morning everybody seems to be a little more crisp, a little more sharp. I know I do, especially as the older I get, and those late afternoons start to wear on me a little bit. But the morning seems to be everybody's got their mind focused on what they need to do. So,
well, I'll tell you this, and for folks who are watching and listening, I've never seen anybody that can run a calculator as fast and do things like Mike Richardson does. He's incredible. I will ask you this, though. You started in business some 30 some odd years ago here in Sylacauga. You've seen it grow. People used to come to your house where you had your little office there. Now you migrated into a business here, business building here in Sylacauga. Where would you like to see Richardson Accounting and Tax Service, say, 10, 15 years down the road? Because you and I, we've talked about this. I mean, we're getting on up in age.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. And, of course, people ask me, you know, when I'm going to retire, if I'm going to retire, and I tell them the standard answer is I'll have to work till noon the day of my funeral. But
yep, me too.
I would like to see Madison take what we've done and go even further with it, with the technology that she's good at or better at than I am, and she can probably do that, you know, as time goes on, and I'm good with that.
Well, and two, with your daughter, with it being your daughter, and you know, the fact that you trust her and being in business with her, it will allow you in the next few years to maybe not have to work as hard. There may be a day or two, you know, to where you can leave early or do, you know, something of that nature.
That's, I guess, my ultimate goal is to get her to the point where when it's not tax season, because I'll probably always have to work tax season, you know, is I can get a day or two off here and there to go somewhere or do something or just sleep.
Maybe. And I from knowing you, you're someone like me, you love going and listening to live music, and I do too. Yeah.
I'm a big blues guy too, from way back. Being born in Florence, Alabama, with Fame Recording Studios and Muscle Shoals.
Yeah.
Just big blues guy.
Absolutely. And also, I can come into your office or we can meet at a restaurant somewhere and you and I could talk, whether it be football, baseball, whatever, we could talk about that for hours.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. I mean, I have other interests, obviously. I'm not just a one-trick pony, but
Your office is decorated with all of your things from the University of Alabama and football and stuff. So
big Alabama fan, too. So, but I just enjoy the sport itself. I watch football no matter who's playing, just because of the game.
So. Absolutely. Well, one more time, tell everybody where you're located down here on Norton.
We're on the corner of 2nd and Norton. Like I said, catty corner across from Pete's Feed and Seed. Just stop by and see us.
Absolutely. If you need any kind of tax information, tax services, or if you need an accountant for your business, telling you, Mike Richardson is the man. I've been trusting him and doing business with him for over 30 years, and appreciate you coming today and joining us on Business in Our Backyard.
Oh, I enjoyed it. It got me out of the office for a little while. You know, I had like 3 or 4 appointments scheduled this morning, and that 3 or 4 turned into like 10 different returns. A couple people just come by. Can I just drop this? Let me ask you a question. You know,
yep.
But you know, that's the way it is.
Absolutely. Well, thank you to Mike Richardson of Richardson Accounting and Tax Services on joining us today on Businesses in Our Backyard. And of course, we do this each week featuring local businesses, and we ask for you to share this with your friends. And of course, thank you for watching and listening to Businesses in Our Backyard. I am your host, Dave McCurley.
Thanks for watching and listening to the Businesses in Our Backyard podcast, presented by Radio Alabama. The show is hosted by David McCurley and Rebecca Young, directed and edited by Michael Giddens. Michael Brannan serves as executive producer. Join us next time as we feature another great business and team making a difference in our community on Businesses in Our Backyard.